good evening. It's the push for money is all over. We fell short a little over 300,000, but we'll make it. It's not a good thing in America anymore, to be honest. Most of us are broken, ill, mentally ill, drunks, addicts to everything, especially sex, which is the worst kind of danger you can possibly... It's the most dangerous of all vices. And we're going to talk about these things and how we can restore our lives to what Jesus refers to as becoming perfect. And don't laugh, because you can be in 10 minutes or 7 minutes. If you use my 7-minute meditation, I found the key to the other side. But I think you've got the wrong key to the wrong side for the most of you. Many of you die never having lived. So to start my program today is to begin a set of programs which will hopefully, I should live so long, help save you from your country so you can save your country from itself. You are about to lose it completely. And you will wake up one morning, and it will happen overnight. And until you have a gun at your head, you won't realize how much you've contributed to what has happened to this wonderful country, once wonderful country. But there's still time, a little bit of time left, if you'll allow me to be very honest and plain spoken, and rebuke you that you might become more pure. And this is not what you get from the average talk show host. He just gives you information and information and information and discusses with people who counter-informate, if I say it correctly. And you really don't know what to do, but the bad guys up there, they know what they're doing. And what you've got is a very clever, dark plan to take your country away and by demoralizing. Do you know what I mean by demoralizing? Well, most of you are demoralized. Whether you seem like a nice person who has 3 times married, or whether you shack up, and without marriage, enjoy yourself and abuse, especially men, abuse the fair lady. There could have been a fair lady had you not allowed her to play her game, etc., 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 etc. We're going to discuss all these things that have to do with the decline of my country. The number to call is 800-877-3227. And one more thing I want to say. Obama wants older people dead because they're living history. Then he can rewrite the history with no one objecting. They are dying at the rate of 50,000 every year. It's 50,000. No, it's more than that. My goodness me. In my brain I've got it, but it's a huge amount. It's 500,000 exactly. Well, give or take. 500,000 older people die. They need an advocate. You've got to be with them every minute. If I didn't have my family every minute with me, I would have been dead 10 times over. And the reason is they don't have doctors anymore, or they have doctors that look at you and say, it's a waste of money to this. It's none of their damn business Well, this is a waste of money. If you go, if you're going to pay for it, or you have, you know, the appropriate insurance from your government, Social Security, you've paid for it. So you got to be very careful with your loved ones. Okay, my name is Roy Masters. Now we're going to go at it. And you can call me, 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, my, you know, the drive for your support is the first time I've ever done it. And so I hope it hasn't sort of disturbed you in any way. Everybody seems to enjoy it. It's everybody except one or two. They think I'm sort of hungry for money all of a sudden for myself. It's not. It's for veterans and to save this country. So if you still want to support the program with your donation before you so you can don't have to pay the taxes you would have paid. You could have given it to the foundation if you had an understanding. I just had to clear my throat. I beg your pardon. So I gave you the warning about your loved ones. Older people, like myself, understand what it was when America was what it's supposed to be. It was always becoming better. It was not becoming worse. I know you had problems in the South, etc., etc., but everything was getting better and better and better. All of a sudden, it's worse and worse and worse. What went wrong? So let me start. Because in the next 6 months, unless I can convince you to become virtuous and stand up for yourself and explain what I mean by that and do the right thing for the right reason, and I'll explain that, and not to become codependent on others, and I'll explain all that. But it all boils down to being intimidated and allowing yourself to become upset by pressure, cruelty, and injustice, no matter how it happens, purposely, willfully, or accidentally. Like somebody bangs into your car and you hate him, but it was your fault. But you don't really care. Is this his fault? He made a mistake. It's only a car. I mean that. It doesn't help you to be angry over anything, does it, really? And so this is how I'm going to start my program with you. It is about you, your vulnerability. That is what I want to talk about. And I hope that hearing my voice a bit rough because I've been through hell and back. I'm back. Don't worry. And because I've had a family that looks out for me, I would have gone the ways of 500,000 elderly people who have been murdered in hospitals. Yes, murdered. If you don't attend to them when they need, seconds apart, an hour apart, 3 hours when they need some help, which is the time they have to wait when seconds are very often needed, or they just rush and do things And so it looks like seconds. When they've waited too long, it's all an act. Doctors don't, there might be exceptions to the rule of almost said communists, but of hospitals. But the rule is, let them die. Just wait, you know, and just wait too long. Don't put doctors on the floor. Just nurses. The nurses are wonderful. But they can't do what needs to be done, except with a doctor, or give them a dose of this, a dose of that, in time. They want to get rid, don't you understand, they want to get rid of your older people. And some older people are not worth anything, but a lot of old people are worth a lot. And they know what America was, and they need to be respected. I'm not counting myself, but I'm no income poop, no matter how old I get. Okay, so the older I get, the more I see the value of life and living it properly. And all I see is, what I also see is the forces that operate through what we call humans that don't want that way. And they're all working that miserable scheme to kill you slowly. I want you to understand that when you get upset, when somebody intimidates you, when the kids, you know, go da-di-da-di-da-da, he's a homosexual, he thinks he isn't one, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, I can't even do it. I'm just inventing, you know, something that's kind of more benign than it really is, because I haven't got it in me to even imitate it. But when that happens and the teacher doesn't like you because you're good, or someone doesn't like you because you're decent and more innocent than they are, by contrast, they feel uncomfortable, and they think that by being uncomfortable that you're the problem. So they get rid of their discomfort by demoralizing you and calling you all kinds of names and accusing you of something you did that you didn't do, but accusing you of what they do to you. Okay, that's the part of the game. And so what I want to teach you, but maybe the word teach is not correct, because you can't teach perfection. And there's no school you can go to, and even your Bible, you can read it and act it out, but you'll just be an actor on the stage. There's something more, something much more efficient, something that can change you like a lightning of a thunderstorm. And to become enlightened by the lightning strikes you, so to speak, to just make a metaphor of what I'm trying to explain. You can wake up, but then you say, I'm not asleep. And I say, you don't know that you're asleep. And you don't know to wake up, even if you're aware that you're asleep, which is possible. You still don't know how to wake up. And your behavior in your sleepwalking, which does not feel like sleepwalking, you think you're just an ordinary person with troubles. And the way you get rid of trouble is make somebody worse than yourself. That's simple. And by comparison, you are better than them. But you have to keep doing that. Now, that which I just mentioned is cannibalism. In other words, if somebody is purposely, like you're in a bar, let me exaggerate it just a little bit more. So I don't go to bars, but let me make a stronger point, and then you can whittle it down to your own particular condition. So you're minding your own business, having a glass of beer, and some of the guys at the bar have had a little bit too many, and they look at you sitting there by yourself, innocent. And they come up and intimidate you. So the question is, if they're going to bash you, why do they intimidate you first? Why do they sort of try to arouse your anger? Why is that? Because they are cowards. And they are cowards, and the coward does that. It hardly ever happens differently. Even on the movies, you see it. You see it everywhere, as I've described. A bully will come up, and for some reason, or no reason, just intimidating you and demoralizing you, degrading you, and pushing you. You want to hit me? Come on. That kind of thing. So I'm trying to make a worst case scenario, okay? Now, the purpose of that, which is common in the system of things and necessary for evil to prevail over an entire country, is to find a way to make a person unhappy from the beginning where they were born. So the person that is doing that to you was not that way when they were born. They were born into a bad family, and the number of bad family has grown 80%. I lost my Daily Mail article. Paul, could you put it up, please, so I can give the exact statistics? But in the last 20 years, the divorce rate has been more than 82%. So there's only a small number of people who are locked in true love, like I am. It doesn't mean to say I like her. It means to say I love her. And there's a lot of difference between those two. And you can call me 800-866-8883 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time. By the way, thank you very much for the support, the financial support. We didn't make it, but I'll do my best to because this kind of thing that I'm just about to say is disturbing and dangerous to me, but I'm okay with the danger. Okay, I know how to deal with it. It makes me stronger. But it does the kind of thing that I'm talking about is making you weaker. That's the difference. If I can change that percentage of so that you can stand up and not flinch at two people coming up at you, 10 people coming up to you and putting you down in every disgusting way. If I can do that, if I have enough radio stations, enough support, I can show everybody how to overcome his psychological functions, to renew them. Psychiatry does not work. Psychiatry cannot cure anything. All they will do is give you drugs, the symptoms they've got, or maybe 150 names for your symptoms, but they're all coming from one thing: not knowing how to deal with that irritation and intimidation. So when I said to you just a few minutes ago, in case you haven't joined us early enough, that the nature of a person coming up to you is a program nature that destroyed their innocence, and they don't know they're a bully. And they have to do to others what was done to them as part of the program. And that you can stop this system right dead in its tracks and send it back to hell, all the way back. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, now let me finish my point. So, my purpose, support, and from yours, my purpose is to, I'll find the word, admonish you that you might be pure. That's what Jesus says. Okay, we're past Christmas, but not past Christmas, if you mean. Christmas is all the year round. And giving is all the year round, not money. I'm not talking about that. Christmas is enlightenment. It represents enlightenment. It represents a different life. And it doesn't mean that you should study your Bible so that you're an actor on the stage with it. That doesn't work. So if you're just what kind of Christian is it? A phony. I don't know what it is, but you just act it out and people like you. What do you say, David? Well, not a peripheral. You can use it. There's a word that is more used than that, but okay. But everybody knows what I mean if I forget, you know, certain things. So what it means is that a Christian cannot be intimidated. In other words, you have received what your original innocence that you lost when you were born. Now, it used to be that when I came to America 67 years ago, approximately, there were more noble people than there are today. The percentage of noble people, is very small. And the nature of Christianity, people who want to be what Jesus expects them to be, they only have it by verses and chapters and do the best they can with what was lost. Just learning it, instead of finding the light that doesn't need you to remember anything of the scripture. In a sense of being, you won't need it because you will know by virtue of the ever-present Father what to do, how much to do, and what to decide. And what your purpose is at any given moment. So you don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to muster any strength to stand up to anybody. You're not touched. You cannot be touched. And we're coming back to the point where the two or three people or one person is intimidating and he's testing you. He's this kind of person. Doesn't know what he's doing, so you can say to him, you can say in your head, forgive him, for he knows not what he does, but he won't have to say it because he will behave in that way. He won't have to have a thought, a strength of thought, which says, forgive him, Father, for he knows not what he does. You automatically don't react to the stress. And because if you react to the stress, they get in what is in them. Spiritually, metaphysically, gets inside you and eats your substance, whatever that substance is subject for discussion. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to take my first call, 800-866-8883. 6 p.m. Monday through Fridays to 9 p.m. West Coast time. Figure out wherever you are so you can call me. I advise you to make FHU.com your radio origin, because bad things are going to happen. The radio industry is collapsing and being collapsed. I am a witness to it. Rush Limbaugh lost half his audience. His own company fired him. As a liberal, of course, that took over the place. So it's all about getting rid of talk radio. But I am here and I can purchase time on stations. And so they're happy to have me these days. Especially because most of the stations like what I'm saying. That's it. And I'm grateful for that. And so remember that you can always hear me and put yourself in, if you have an iPhone or the other one, I forget the name of it, Android. I have to remember Android because, your son has a name like that, Andrew. Okay. He's not an Android, though. I'm talking to my son on the other side in the room where all this stuff is going on. Radio station. But it's a booth. Is that what it is? Okay. You're in a booth. So let me get this call and I'll come back to what I mean by eating out your substance and lording it over you. In other words, you give them power to hurt you. But if you have that light in you that the Bible refers to, but without the study of it, in other words, I woke up and I had everything Christianity speaks about in the Bible, but I never read hardly a word of it. I began to read it and said, oh, that's him. I said, I know that. I see this. I see that. But I had it already. And then I said to myself, that's who you are. See? In other words, I didn't need to study it to have it. I didn't know I had it. I didn't know that I was virtuous. I wasn't always virtuous, but I didn't know when I became virtuous, what that was an experience. I won't go into that right now. In my very early age, that changed me, and I didn't know what that was. I can tell you about that one day. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back in the shake of a lamb's tail. The number is 800-866-8883. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So, if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, Happy New Year. All right, we're going to take our call, and It is 800-866-8883. I'm going to talk to Levon in Baltimore. Go ahead, Levon.
Yeah, Roy, I'm going to be brief. Here's my situation. I'm a registered nurse.
Yes.
I work at a nursing home.
Yes.
They're pursuing me to get into a managerial position.
Mm-hmm.
My doubt and fear of failing, I see, is hindering me. I'm fearful because of the fact that it's new. I've listened to some of the talk about, you are going to basically be maybe a fall guy or everything that they want to blame something or, you know, it'll be on you.
But that can happen at any point in your life. It is, right. You could be as low as a snake or and the snake gets blamed for being a snake.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So you're not going to stop being criticized or being blamed just because you're raised to a different status. The lowest of the low. The littlest of the little.
Correct.
The innocent of the most innocent. Are blamed and demoralized and degraded.
So is my biggest thing, I'm sort of image conscious or I'm fearful of, like I said, my fear of...
No, I think I have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
It is a typical clue and not particular clue.
Mm-hmm.
See? But I think you have thought too hard.
Uh-huh.
As to what you want to be.
Correct.
And that is dangerous.
Correct.
Let me reflect back on myself for a moment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, when I was a little boy, I wanted to know what life was about. That's natural. And I saw nonsense around me, but not my family. My father and my mother were decent. My brother never made it, and he's dying right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we were different. So what entered my mind is what I wanted to be when I get older.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, I'd like to be a doctor. I'd like to be a scientist. That's what I'd like, because I like to meddle with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All my little hobbies were surrounded by little experiments and chemistry and thinking about hypnosis and be concerned about, you know, how did Hitler do all that?
Mm-hmm.
Were they born that way or did he make them that way? And so these are the thoughts that came to my mind. So, but had my father lived, he died at 42 when I was young, I might have become one of those, a doctor or a scientist. But I don't think I would have been a very good one the way I am right now, because I can do more. I understand science better than scientists. I don't know how to build things, but I know how to be an intuitive person, a theoretical scientist. And I've discovered something that will scare the bejeebies out of all the scientists. So anyway, I'm going to come make a point. I'll make that point when I come back. I'm not boasting. I just want to make a point. This is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922, or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, Happy New Year. Okay, so we can be, you know, had to do that to give it a try. And that's the first time I ever did those, you know, drives for money. And I hope I didn't disturb you. I hope it, you know, that you continue supporting my program, and you won't hear much more about that. I thank you for those who you're gracious, who were gracious to us. And the money's still coming in, so we have to, you know, wait to count it. Now, I'm talking to my friend here, Levon, and I'm talking about his fear of taking a raise in his business, meaning not necessarily money, but responsibility. Correct.
Correct. Correct. Okay.
So there's a fear of a responsibility.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that is somehow you're insecure. Mm-hmm. Something has made you insecure. Trust yourself.
Correct.
So that's one thing. But I'm trying to remember what I wanted to say before. One of the things, oh yes, it is because you decided that what you wanted to be, you went through all the different things you want to be and decided you want to be that.
Correct.
Now, that's a huge mistake. Now, I have in my mind when I'm speaking to you about my thinking. My father dies. I can't be a doctor. I can't be a physicist or theoretical physicist, which I wanted to be. But I thought I wanted, but it didn't matter. It only mattered is my father died. And I had to go to work as a diamond cutter, see? And then I had to go to the army. So I didn't have any way at all to overcome that. I, as a diamond cutter, I earned $3 a week because you have to pay for your training. And it takes 4 years, and then that's how you pay for your skill. And you get a little bit of money, and I give $3 or $2 to my mother, and I kept a dollar for myself. That was it. And she had a little tiny income, and we made it. But I didn't have any chosen purpose that I wanted to achieve. All it was is what's me life about. And that's all I need to know. And what I didn't know is leaving it to God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was doing that. And you didn't. You decided and you made the point you wanted to be something.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you put your heart into it and you went the wrong way.
Right.
Do you see that? Now, if it was natural that it fell in place, what you should be, and what you should do, and if becoming, say, a nurse, practitioner, if that comes in the way of by itself, and then it never stays the same because you don't expect it to stay the same. You do become more of a nurse practitioner, you become a doctor.
Correct.
You see? And then maybe you want to become the president. But it must fall in line all by itself without any frustration of your intent, what you choose to be, because the scripture makes it very plain, understanding people like yourself. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all other things shall be added unto you. So the anxiety, one of the reasons for anxiety is you were demoralized when you were a kid. And the other one could be, and is in tandem with, the possibility of you choosing something and working hard at making a success of it when it should have come, the working should be effortless. My work is effortless. I don't have to live up to anybody's expectations except what is in me as driving me to be who I am. God has to make his story through you. You cannot dare make your own story. You cannot dare decide, I will be this and I will be that, see. And people will love me and I will have a nice car, and etc., etc. You can do it, but you're going to pay a price for it. I hope I you understood what I was saying.
Yeah, I definitely do, because I found myself just being at peace with what I was doing and how I was doing it.
What were you doing when you were at peace?
The way in which I interacted with my patients, where it was being, in essence, a servant to them. I not a slave, but that I saw the compassion that I extended to them without effort. I enjoy, they interest me, the give and take that we had, being there to, and a lot of times, see things progressing and
I know, and you enjoyed your work.
Right.
Did it make you feel good?
Feel good?
That's a tricky question.
I was very careful of that. I didn't try to exalt myself.
Okay, just, fair enough. I like that. I like the answer. You're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what. I'll tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to do is okay.
Right.
And now, since you've heard me say this, then you go to those who want to give you a raise in position, mm-hmm. right? And say to them, I really don't know. I'm so happy with what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I care for you all. I appreciate the offer. But I really don't know if I am ready to take on more.
Right.
See? And see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You see, like I was stating before, is it,
but the anxiety will go away then. The anxiety, I promise you, will go away.
Right.
Because that's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I love what I'm doing. Thank you for your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm capable. I feel a little pressure to be better. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to be better on the spot by some kind of will. Could I possibly slowly give it a try to see if
correct.
I can get that
correct.
Way.
That, right. Exactly.
Would you mind?
And that's what I did. I said, if I don't make it, I'd just go back to what I was doing. I'll be fine with that.
But I think the way you talk to your
correct. Mm-hmm.
Your mm-hmm. employees, mm-hmm. employers,
absolutely
would be a nice thing.
Like I said, don't be consumed by wanting to be important.
About the outcome. Yeah, about the outcome. Yes, right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you'll be fine.
Right. Thank you. I'll do exactly that. Because that's what it was, this image conscious and fear. You know, I want to be the best at what I do. So.
Yeah, but you don't want to be important with what you do. And everybody looks at you and being important.
Right.
You don't know how to handle
that. That is really not necessary for me. I'm content in knowing that I've done my job well. And just do the best I can, and that knowing that's good enough.
Well, I would love you to be my next door neighbor. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Roy.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much.
But you see how little things can destroy you. Very, very little things.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely. And now I really now see the devil's in the details. Like I said, it's the little things, because everything
exactly
builds on that. So keep it small, and that's what I do. I keep it simple.
That's the idea. Me too.
And just live my life. And like I said, I'm even to the point now where, you know, I spend so much time being concerned about, am I doing this right, that right? Like you said, outcome-oriented, outcome. And
alcohol is dangerous.
Yeah, very much so. Very much
it become more insecure.
Right. There's another.
Enjoy what you've got and let it grow in the direction it will grow. Yeah. It may grow into another thing. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that will be the story that God writes through you.
Correct.
That you never could have dreamed what would happen.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
My dear friend, you are my dear friend. Thank you. Okay. By the way, I've got this information from the English newspaper. And it says the decline of marriage for the middle class. Only 3 in 5 couples now tie the knot, compared with 84% 20 years ago. That is the end of the country. And no-fault divorce is perfectly, it was designed for you to be divorced, and the kids don't know who their father is, especially their father in heaven, because they hate you so much. All right. So that's all I want to say. Marriage is important. And some of you scumbags, most of you are scumbags who get divorced. When you tied the knot, did you not say, until death do us pass? Okay. So why didn't you keep it? I kept mine. It wasn't convenient. It wasn't the happiest thing I ever did, but it was the right thing to do. And it turns out to be the right thing. I won't go into details. It is the right thing to do. My word means something. Your freaking word doesn't. You're just looking for pleasure. So your wife doesn't pleasure you, or your wife doesn't trust you, even though you're trustable. You have to learn to deal with it. Dealing with women, gentlemen, is a divine skill. If you haven't got the divine skill, you got your own needs for her to love you and give you pleasure. That's not the work of a woman, and that is not good for a man, because such a man is not. Now let me come to the point. Now I can get rid of this, because I don't want to talk about marriage and stuff like that the way... There you go. I've got to get it off my screen. Oh, there's a little break here. I can have a nice cough, and then I'll be right back. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So, if you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, Happy New Year. Oh, the call-in number is 800-866-8883. I'm Roy Masters. Let me finish what I started for this segment of the program, because the hour ends in about 10 minutes. I said that when you're approached by bullies, and I've endured lots of them, they run like hell, or I end up beating them up. One of the two. But the point is, and I'm not bragging, is where you're coming from. See? So, you have to be fearless. But you cannot give fearlessness to yourself. Because you're mortal. You're an animal. You run, you fight, you flight. See? And you can't help but react to intimidation. In the way of an animal, but not in the way of human. You can't keep your humanity if you keep being imitated. And the dark side of the force understands this as it goes through the generations and repeats itself over and over again, so that we do unto others what we unconsciously do to, what unconsciously has done to us. See? In other words, the minute the very first day, the very first second in your life when you see your father running around naked or doing something improper, improprietous, or whatever it is, your father is impatient, or you see injustice in school and the teacher and the kids attack you and you don't know what to do and call you all kinds of names and call you homosexual and useless, stupid, The minute you start to react to that, your life is over. And there is no cure for it, no psychiatry, and drugs cannot cure it. Drugs will only make you worse. Okay, try to get that point right away. Do we have a commercial coming up? Well, what's the music in the background for? Oh, all right, so it's okay if I keep talking. Okay, so I didn't know that was happening. Okay, the phone number, we'll restart the program in just a minute. Because I just didn't realize that, sorry. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, West Coast times, 6 to 9 p.m. Thanks. So don't be afraid to me. I won't hurt you. I will help you. 800-866-8883. Now, let me finish the points, and then we'll take the second hour. I said that the reason why, if you were in a bar or in a situation where people accost you with cruelty and test you to see if you're angry or fearful, if you're angry and fearful, they will attack you, because they know they own you. Anger and fear is a response to the will of the person who is intimidating you to eat your guts out from the inside, to sort of to dine on your soul. It's like a cannibalism, but you're still alive. And so you give up your life force, they beat you up, or just walk away and just walk away. But the damage is done, even if they haven't hurt you. It's the words. It's the fact that they upset you, and the upset causes you to effervesce. To like a glass of Alka-Seltzer when you put it in water. It fizzes. And it gives off a fresh, bubbly aroma. And you breathe it in. That is what's happening to you, even if they don't hurt you. They've taken something from you and put something rotten inside you that you have to struggle with until you die. And every struggle with it makes you worse, because you're struggling with it, what it's done to you. You're struggling with the problem that represents. I had a program yesterday. It's the Sunday morning conversation, and my wife is there, and I'm always talking about our relationship, because we're not any different in our relationships, how a man should deal with a woman. And my wife is always there. And there was one person stood up and says, and I said something about her at that moment, that caused the man to stand up and says, "I've been angry at you the way you treat your wife." And immediately understood that he had a problem with his own mother, and et cetera, et cetera. And he thought that the way I was talking about my wife was cruelty. No, it is simply admonishing her and admonishing everybody else there so that they might be purified. See? And he understood that, but he saw me doing it and hated me in my audience and kept it to himself for a long time, as if he was protecting my wife. He wasn't protecting his wife. He was enjoying my judgment of me. That's how subtle it can be. And he felt better when he said it, because it was silly. I know how to deal with her. I'm married 64 years. She's made herself worse, but I got better. I use the worstness to get better. At the end, she finally sees what she's been doing, even if it takes 100 years. When I said, "Until death do us part," I mean it. And why don't you? Don't you see what's happening to America? They've set you up specially for that, so they can have your children. And to hate their own parents. And get gangs and get them to become hateful of America because of the injustice, because they got no father and they end up in jail or drinking and smoking and shacking up. And so we're and then we got abortions and then killing babies that are whole and cutting them up in little pieces. This is like Hitler Germany. And it's not you don't hear a squeak from you. They're killing the veterans. They're letting them die. All they did was change the boss. And then you mention it, but nobody does it. You don't rush at that place and say, you take care of these people. They're sitting alone and dying. Oh, you have fundraising. But it doesn't really get to 22 men dying every day, committing suicide. And I know how to fix it. But that bastard up there in the White House, he doesn't like me. He's your adversary. He's your enemy. You stupid people have elected him. And you may not survive him unless you understand that he's intimidating you just the way I said it, by destroying the economy. That will do it. Your wages are lower and lower. And your wife is getting more agitated because you're not bringing home the beans. And that creates problems and more, and then you got, you know, no fault divorce. And the government gets the kids. Or some dirty old man becomes their father and they hate their mother, they hate their father, stepfather, and the father doesn't have the opportunity to evolve himself as a man with a woman in a proper way. So what you've got now is the end of your country. It's all there, but nobody will stand up and say, we need to take this man down. He's broken all the constitutional laws. How comes he's not in prison? You miserable lot. Because you know what you are? Everybody's from himself. You all want what you want. And you do that when you have sex with your wife, sex with anybody. You want a feeling. You want to feel worth. You appoint people to give you a feeling of worth. That's what you thought you were getting. Now you know that you've got to pay it forward, not for look for love from anybody, not look for a handout from anybody, but become independent. And independent means what I just said it was. The bully can't touch you if you're independent. That's it. In other words, they can't beat the God in you. And my Sunday morning conversation, you need to get a copy of it when it plays next Sunday. It's fhu.com. And the subject matter is killing evil. Okay, killing evil. It will be on Google. FHU.com. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So, if you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, Happy New Year.